We knew from the radar measurements where Golevka was within a few tens of meters. And yet, it was actually 12 or 15 kilometers away from where it was predicted to be without Yarkovsky effect. So these very precise radar observations allowed us to see the 12-kilometer displacement caused by the Yarkovsky effect.
So photons, those elementary massless particles of light, really can create a tiny force.
The force is about 1 ounce on Earth. Say the weight of a shot glass is that's the force on this huge asteroid the size of a football stadium. Even for me, it's just very remarkable. It's dramatic that a force so slight can have such dramatic changes on an individual asteroid's orbit over millions of years.
The Yarkovsky effect is subtle. It takes many millions of years to gently nudge an asteroid out of its regular orbit. But once that orbit's been disturbed, the consequences can be profound. Now, it can come increasingly under the influence of the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter. Jupiter has a mass 300 times bigger than Earth's, so it has a huge gravitational field. Often that works to our benefit. Stray objects can be swept up in Jupiter's gravity, drawing them into the planet. We've actually observed Jupiter acting as a shield in this way. This photograph from the Hubble Space Telescope shows the fragments of a comet torn apart by Jupiter's gravity. As the pieces were drawn to the planet's atmosphere, the impacts left blast scars, some as big as the Earth.